1 Samuel chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain on Mount Gilboa. The Philistines overtook Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Saul's sons, Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua. The battle was fierce around Saul, and the archers caught up with him, and he was badly wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, so that those uncircumcised won't come, thrust me through, and torture me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was terrified. Therefore Saul took his sword and fell on it. When his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died with him. So Saul, his three sons, his armor-bearer, and all his men died together that same day. When the men of Israel, who were on the other side of the valley, on the other side of the Jordan River, saw that the men of Israel fled and that Saul and his sons were dead, they abandoned their town and fled. The Philistines came and occupied them. The next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, they found Saul and his three sons fallen on Mount Gilboa. They cut off his head and stripped off his armor. They sent messengers around the land of the Philistines to announce the news in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the house of the Ashtoreth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Beit Shan. When the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead heard what had happened to him and what the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night and took down the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Beit Shan. They returned to Jabesh and burned them there. They took their bones and buried them under the tamarisk tree in Jabesh and fasted 7 days.